Obi says efforts by some Republicans on thought control failed, and $100 million in cuts were restored to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, an agency that funds public television and radio.
The public didn't like that. Public broadcasting had access to the public, so they could let the public know what happened. The public responded, and the members of Congress listened to the American public.
But Obi says it was a good news, bad news day for public broadcasting. The former co-chair of the Republican Party, Patricia Harrison, has been chosen as the new president of the CPB.
Which means that the Bush administration is doing everything possible to politicize public broadcasting, which is terribly unhealthy. If Bill Clinton had tried to appoint the national chairman of the Democratic Party to run the public broadcasting system in this country, all hell would have broken loose.
Obi says although this budget bill restored money to public broadcasting, he says money was cut from the No Child Left Behind program, cut from the health services, and cut from heating fuel assistance. That was cut in half, even as fuel prices skyrocket. Obi says these programs don't have as loud a voice as public broadcasting. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.